Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Kyle McKinnon, sitting in for Tom Byrne. As part of our 2024 election coverage, Delaware Public Media is highlighting a series of races to watch. And the next race we're looking at ahead of November's general election is in New Castle County. The race for Delaware's 9th House District, which includes portions of the Middletown, Odessa, and Townsend areas, is a rematch, pitting incumbent Republican Kevin Hensley against Democratic challenger Terrell Williams once again. And this week, Delaware Public Media's Martin Matheny examines where things stand in the district as the two face off for a second time.
The last time around, in 2022, Hensley, a five-term incumbent, won easily, pulling in some 1,200 votes more than Williams and bringing home a 12-point victory. But there's no guarantee history will repeat. Williams, the Democratic hopeful, sees a district ready to flip. He joined me on the campaign trail at a coffee shop in Odessa.
How are
good to
you,
see you, brother.
Likewise. I guess the big difference is we have had an influx of people move into the 9th district that are unfamiliar with State Representative Kevin Hensley and his legislative record.
And the numbers back Williams up. On paper, the 9th district looks eminently winnable for Williams, even kind of a cakewalk. After all, registered Democrats outnumber Republicans about 10,000 Democrats to just 5,900 Republicans. Another 6,200 voters don't belong to either party. It's a Democratic edge that's grown by about 500 over 2 years, and that's a point Williams is trying to hammer home.
I believe my policies and my platforms represent 80% of this district, where his policies, his legislative record, only represents 10 to 20%. That means when he's down in Dover and he's making decisions on behalf of the people of the 9th district, he leaves out 80% of the district.
Yes, the district is changing, says Hensley. But he's running on his record and his time in office.
I feel that my number one goal is to serve the folks in my community and solve problems for them.
And Hensley says his win in 2022 shows he can win over independents and get crossover votes. He calls it a necessary skill when your party is in the minority in the House, and he highlights what he says is his bipartisan reputation.
I've worked 10 years being in the minority, and it really comes down to establishing relationships. If you look at the legislation that I've sponsored during my tenure in the House, I've been quite effective in reaching across the aisle in order to gain bipartisan support.
Still, Hensley says, there's no denying that the district is growing and changing.
We have a lot of young families that are coming, largely from out of state, and they're coming for a number of reasons. Clearly, housing affordability, the strong school district.
The influx of new families highlights something that both candidates say is a major issue in District 9, growth and the need for infrastructure to support that growth. Terrell Williams again.
We have outgrown our resources in the state of Delaware, and I don't think we as a state have adjusted to that.
Hensley echoes that sentiment.
I feel like we're playing catch up when it comes to the infrastructure part of the overall picture of growth and transportation throughout the area. And we need to do a better job of coordinating our efforts with the county as well as the state DLDOT primarily.
Hensley notes that in the House, he brought forward bills that made infrastructure and road improvements in the district. And while managing growth in the district and across the first state is about making improvements to transportation, Williams, for example, wants to see light rail connecting Delaware to neighboring states, both candidates take a view that's broader than roads and pipes. Williams wants to invest more in mental health infrastructure.
Specifically, I'm an individual that would like to build standalone mental health hospitals. What does that look like? I want to bifurcate people going into emergency rooms for medical emergencies compared to those that's going into the emergency room for mental health emergencies.
Another key to managing growth is managing the state's education system, something that Hensley says he's passionate about. And when it comes to schools, Hensley sees a couple of trouble areas. He's on a committee examining the state's funding system for public schools, and he sees a lot of room for improvement.
We currently as a state spend over $1 billion, so basically about 20% of our state's budget on education, and we're failing miserably. We're in the top six of what we spend per pupil, and we're in the bottom six for results.
He also zeroes in on not just how the system is funded, but how to pay for those new schools that need to be built for those new incoming students. Right now, a lot of times, that construction spending comes back to the voters in the form of a referendum. Hensley doesn't like that.
Frankly, I think we need to look at coming up with a funding mechanism that affords the districts the opportunity to build the necessary buildings to accommodate the growth, but at the same time, not have to go back to the taxpayers. In the case of Appaquinimic, every 2 to 3 years.
Williams is also thinking about education as he campaigns and how to expand career pathways for students. Williams, an Army veteran, says he wants to prepare students to succeed on the Armed Services Vocational Aptitude Battery, or ASVAB, a test that prospective enlistees take to help them find a military specialty.
One of my biggest ideas for education right now is to create a senior course, a year-long course from September to May that helps students that want to enter into the military be able to pass the ASVAB exam the first time around.
College isn't for everyone, Williams says.
We do not have a strong, robust curriculum out there for kids that want to join the unions, for kids that just want to go out and, you know what, I'm going to go work this job, my 40 hours a week, support my family and call it a day, or for those kids that want to go into the military.
One major issue that the candidates say is sharply dividing the district is gun regulation. Terrell Williams says it's top of mind in the 9th District, especially among more conservative voters that he meets.
I think the overwhelming issue centers around the Second Amendment and guns, access to guns. And the one thing I tell people all the time is when it comes to guns in America, that we all are going to have to make a collective sacrifice for the safety and well-being of everyone.
Hensley says he's concerned by the rising number of school shootings. We spoke just weeks after a shooting near Atlanta, Georgia, killed 4 people and injured 9 others.
We hear about these horrific events throughout the country. I lay awake at night worrying that I never want to wake up to a headline of something catastrophic happening here in Delaware.
Hensley points to his work in the House in creating a school safety fund.
I've been fortunate to sponsor 2 bills, one to create a school safety and security fund, the other one to add additional things that folks can use the fund for. I've been able to secure over $20 million over the course of the last several years for that fund.
Williams takes a moderated approach to gun regulations. As he admits,
people in the 9th District love their guns. They love their Second Amendment rights. And I'm not a person that wants to infringe on anyone's right to gun ownership.
But he does say he puts collective safety first.
Gun safety over individual rights, right? So collectively, what sacrifices are we willing to make? Me personally do not believe that there's a place for the average citizen to own an assault rifle.
As the campaign season lurches into its final weeks, both candidates are making their case to the voters at their doorsteps, on the streets, and at events. They've both done this before, just 2 years ago, but things feel different this time around. One change in this rapidly changing district is the tone of the politics, driven by a more divisive national politics and bruising primaries just last month. Hensley admits the tenor of the rhetoric has gotten more strained in recent years.
It's clearly become more challenging. You know, the discord has become more toxic.
Williams agrees. He says that some voters are feeling left out, but he sees his campaign as part of the solution.
There's a large segment of our population that feel ignored and not seen by our government. And it takes people like me to reassure that they are seen, that they are heard, that they have a place in our democracy.
The 9th District, like the MOT area it's part of, is growing and changing. Meanwhile, the two men who are fighting to represent it, the Republican incumbent Hensley and the Democratic challenger Williams, are doing some growing and changing of their own, changing minds, and growing a winning majority. For Delaware Public Media, I'm Martin Matheny.
Thanks, Martin. Up next, we stay in New Castle County to continue our Races to Watch series with a look at House District 22, where another incumbent Republican hopes to fend off a Democratic challenger as Democrats pursue a supermajority in the State House of Representatives. You're listening to The Green here on Delaware Public Media.